Welcome to the Shadowbane Podcast. Tonight, 1692, The Risen, Episode 0, Preview of Our Dark Past. Welcome back to the world of Shadowbane, a place where the horrific, the frightening, and the supernatural reside. When we released the first episode of Progenics Labs back in September of 2014, we never imagined that the show would receive the type of response that it got. It's because of you, the fans, that we went from the few dozen downloads a week to more than 30,000 total downloads and plays, and are still growing. Your continued support by spreading the podcast through word of mouth, sharing our posts on social media, leaving reviews on iTunes and an email, and even supporting our Patreon fund has left all of us absolutely astounded and humble. After we released the final episode of the Progenics Lab storyline, we have been at work putting together ideas for our next tale. There are several irons in the fire, and we are proud to say that we will soon be releasing the first episode of our newest story, 1692, The Risen. Tonight, as you tuck yourself into bed, allow me to tell you a little bit about our upcoming story. Unlike Progenics Labs, which spans 16 episodes, our next story will be a much shorter tale. And instead of a dystopian world where medicine has escalated beyond the realm of our understanding, we will take you on a journey into America's past. As many of you may be aware, the year 1692 was an infamous time in American history. Not only was this a time where settlers from England and other countries were attempting to make a new life for themselves, but they did so under a fear of this vast, new unknown. They feared the wild beasts and men that roamed the untamed portions of this new world, and anything that did not follow the realms of logic was quickly branded as unholy. This was especially true for the Puritans, those seeking religious freedom from persecution in England. They traveled across the Atlantic, giving up everything they ever knew to come to this new world. So many died in order to start a new life for not only themselves, but for future generations. These early men and women lived in fear of the unknown. The natives spoke strange languages and dressed differently and acted savagely, so the Puritans used the strict tenets of their religion to justify taking the natives' long-held land. They believed in predestination, and since the decision of whether or not they would go to heaven was in the hands of God alone, they lived their lives to serve Him. Those that did not follow a pious lifestyle were seen as outcasts, even within their own communities. Fear of breaking God's law led to the crying out of witchcraft, an act condemned by the Bible, and used to justify things that could not be fully explained. Accusations of witchcraft in Europe predate those in the Puritan communities in America. However, the most famous witch hunt occurred in the quiet town of Salem, Massachusetts, in the year 1692, where 19 accused witches were hanged and over 150 were placed in the jails. A group of girls led the crying out, claiming these witches sent their spirits upon them in the dead of night, tormenting their minds, suffocating and choking them, and attempting to corrupt their souls to iniquity. Our story takes place during this tragic year and closely follows those affected. Our central character is a marshal of the court, a young George Herrick, who dutifully follows the rulings of the court and is in charge of keeping care of the women placed in the Salem jail. He sees the suffering of these women, and even though he feels his conscience tear at him, he believes in the rulings of Judge Hathorne, the clear intellect of Cotton Mather, and the convincing, terrified cries of the girls. That is, until he witnesses something strange happening in the jail cell of Tituba, the first woman to be accused of witchcraft in Salem. He hears strange chanting, witnesses something unspeakable, and confronts the deeper realities that face Salem. 1692, The Risen, is a creative reimagining of the Salem witch trials. This work will draw heavily from the historical record and give a different take on the true nature of witchcraft and the involvement of the supernatural. Join us on September 1st for our debut episode. Until then, you can expect more classic tales of terror. And if you're curious which stories we're developing, want to hear what other projects we're planning, and desire sneak peeks of this new story, be sure to donate a minimum of $1 a month to our Patreon fund and help support the show at patreon.com/shadowvane. Thank you all once again for your continued support. We look forward to bringing you this and many other creepy tales. 1692, The Risen, is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information, visit shadowvane.net. Email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Or follow our Twitter @shadowvanecast. To further support our show, leave a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. You can also support the show by visiting patreon.com/shadowvane. We are also now a member of the Questionable Endeavor Media Network. Visit questendnetwork.com for more podcasts like Tuning Japanese, the Rundown Wrestling Podcast, Raw Attitude Podcast, and Geek and Gamer Guild. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. Until next time, dear listeners. Until next time.